This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. Andre Turia from Green Attic Insulation. And Mark Olson from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. You know everybody that's going to be on the show because Mr. Jennings just announced it, so let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago? 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show, so let's dive right into it. Mr. Olson, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. You're back in studio after a hiatus of sending your brother in because you were too busy selling cabinets.
That's right.
So now you're back. What are we talking about today, bud?
Well, something I've noticed that we're getting a lot from our customer service reps is how do customers know if they qualify for cabinet refacing? Because not all kitchens are alike.
Wow. You have to qualify.
Got to qualify.
I did not know that. Yeah. I know you have to qualify to get a mortgage. You have to qualify to get a car.
Yeah.
You have to qualify to maybe get a job. I didn't know you needed to qualify to get your cabinets redone.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to the kitchen, there's many different types of products that our cabinets are made out of, right? And, you know, what style, whether you got frame, frameless, particle board,
yep.
You know, and, you know, is it painted? Is it stained? Now, when customers are calling, you know, some of them may even think, you know, we want to knock down walls. We want to take that soffit that's above the cabinets, you know, that closed soffit. We want to open it up. And there's a lot of things where it's like, you know, we want to educate our customers when we come out there. So that's part of our inspection. But a lot of what we're trying to explain is that refacing is not a full kitchen remodel. We're not gutting.
Got it.
We're not knocking down walls. We're not blasting through you know, the plumbing and refiguring all that. So it's really, if you love your existing layout, that is the perfect move, is going refacing.
Phone number, website.
Phone number. Give me a second. It is 630-381-5583.
You sure?
I'm positive.
100%.
That's the one they gave us.
He had to look at his shirt.
Yeah.
His tattoos on his arm.
630. Roll up my sleeve a little more. One more time.
630-381-5583.
All right. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. We've got Gary. Gary, how are you from Next Door and Window?
Good. How are you today, David?
I am great. Hold on. Fact check. Mark, isn't it true when your brother was in here that it was his first time he had a sing? It was a new.
This year, 2025 rule.
2025 rule, new for anybody new, that your brother, when he replaced you the first time, he had a sing, yes or no?
Yes.
And he did a horrible job.
I think he did a fantastic job.
Okay, anybody that sings does an amazing job.
No, amazing job. Amazingly horrible.
Yeah, he did an amazingly horrible job.
Yes. Perfect. And represented your company.
Yes.
All right, so there you go. Yeah. Gary. Gary at Bregg. I'm not singing. There's no way. You're singing, Gary.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Okay, so there you go. What are we talking about today, buddy?
Well, today we're talking about winter's coming. Yeah, cold. Yeah. You know, cold drafts coming into your home. You have the drafty doors and windows. It's time to get those replaced before winter comes. I'd also like to mention that today at all of our showrooms, we're having an open house. And for the first time ever, we're going to be doing educational classes. So people can just come. It'll be 10:30 this morning and 1:30 this afternoon. The design and energy experts will be there. And they're just going to give you a presentation about either product or installation or glass, just so that you can be more knowledgeable when you are ready to get a project done on your home.
Best way to reach you and your team.
Phone number is 1-844-600-NEXT and www.nextdoorandwindow.com.
We have Andre, that I'm not even going to touch his last name.
From Moldova.
From right? Moldova.
Right? Well, that's it where is he's Moldova.
From. Yes,
and
yes.
Green Attic. And Green Attic, yes.
Insulation, and they do solar as well.
Oh, nice.
Solar is very popular now until the tax credit.
Until we get rid of that tax credit.
Right. So, Andre, how do you pronounce your last name?
Turea.
Yeah, never
Turea.
Not happening.
Turea?
Not
that's easy.
Yeah, that's easy. Hey, it's easy.
Rolls the tongue.
Yeah, Andre from Green Attic.
Got it.
There's no shot. Sure. What are we talking about today, young man?
Good morning, everyone. We're talking about winter coming. Same thing. Drafty homes, indoor air quality, mold issues, and solar. Because solar, everybody's trying to get a tax credit before the year ends, and it will be a great opportunity, you know, to get in, because some of the prices are crazy right now, and it's really worth it. But winter coming, you know, insulation, attic insulation, crawl spaces, basements, mold, that's all we're talking about.
All right. Best way to reach you and your team?
847-777-4777, greenattic.com.
Do you remember that last time his partner was on the show? It was,
he didn't know the
number. It's just a bunch of sevens. Yeah. There's a four in the middle, and then it's just more sevens. Yeah, right? I thought it was pretty cool.
I thought it was great.
Made sense. Like, how many combinations are there that our listeners could get it wrong?
That's fantastic. Phone number one more time?
847-777-4777.
4777.
Yeah. Your guy couldn't remember that.
He couldn't.
I just want to let you know.
He has other strengths.
Yeah. I just want to let you know. MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
Megapros.com.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good seeing you again, buddy.
So we both miss each other. Our listeners might have missed us. Yeah. Maybe Wendy was on.
She did a great job.
Probably didn't miss us, to be honest.
No, you had a professional host, Wendy Snyder. She crushed it last week. I was listening from Philly. Yeah.
Here for our listeners, if you have any home improvement repair questions, we have all our experts in today. We'd be happy to answer any and all of your questions or concerns.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with the Center Guard mailbag. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home, Chicago at 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. There is a lady at the Kreiger pet food store.
I love how you look at me like I should know what's inside your brain.
Her name is Tina.
Got
there's
it.
A new pet food store, Kreiger, right by the Bluefish in Glenview.
Okay.
Plaza del Prado.
Okay.
Wife sends me out to go get dog food because our dogs have got...
No more Chewy deliveries?
No more Chewy deliveries. Wow. They are on special dog food, Jeremy.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Sure.
My dogs are eating better than me.
That's right. Okay.
If I run out of food for me, I'm unfreezing the frozen dog food.
Yeah.
Okay? So I walk in there, type in the number. Lee sends me in. She's had a call. I'm like, all right, I'll go.
I know how to run errands.
Thursday night, I can't screw this up.
Well.
Right? She takes a picture, tells me exactly what to say. I tell the lady it's what I'm in here for.
Yep.
Type in my wife's number because she went on the rewards program. She wants a point.
Yep.
Lady goes, what's your wife's name? I go, Elise Hochberg. She goes, and your name? I go, David Hochberg. It's like she met freaking Elvis.
No way.
Swear to God.
Wow.
It was like Elvis was reincarnated, walked in. She was like, I listen to you all the time. She points to the ceiling. She had WGN on.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Can you wait 1 second? She's like, sure, I'll wait. I call Elise. I go, Elise, Tina would like to say something to you. I go, Tina.
Why? Why do you do this?
Because my wife hates it.
Okay.
When I'm noticed, I go, Elise, I got the food. I got the discount you wanted me to get. And guess what? Tina's a huge fan. Tina, tell my wife how much you love me. Oh, I love him so much. She's like, oh, God.
Wow. Here it comes.
Boom. Yeah. So special shout out to Tina.
Your doors were locked or?
Nope.
Okay.
Tina, I'm always welcome. She trained to be an assistant manager of the new shop in Glenview. So shout out to Tina Kreiger. It's right by Bluefish Plaza del Prado.
Got it.
Received this email from a listener who's listening right now. I was awarded Social Security Disability in August and waiting for the award letter and back pay, which will be about $100,000.
Wow.
She's got 100 G's coming from, she was sick.
Okay.
My monthly check will be about $3,100. I want to try to purchase a duplex so I have some rental income to offset the mortgage. She'll live on one side,
and she'll
collect rent on the other side to help her offset the expense. Very smart move.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, after 4 years of illness and waiting for Social Security Administration approval, my credit is in tatters. Can you refer me to someone who could get me started on the road to better credit and with a plan for a duplex purchase in the future? I am considering relocating to the great state of South Carolina as my sister is retiring there. Thank you, WGN loyal listener of Homestead from Chicago. Okay?
Yeah.
Call her up. Credit's not that bad. Her credit's like 620. She thought it was down to 520. It's 620. Not bad. Introduced her
What's bad?
Anything that starts with a 5.
Anything that starts with 5.
Or less. That's not good.
Okay.
We have a little work to do. It doesn't mean you're completely out. If you want to rebuild it, I'll help you rebuild it. It's up to you.
Got it.
To put the fork down and the fried chicken down and to put the sugary soda down and start
working
out.
Get back on track.
Get back on track, right? Mark used to weigh 450 pounds. Look at him now.
Sure.
That's right.
He's like he's 180 pounds.
Yeah. My credit score is above 750.
So right.
Okay.
And his girlfriend's a smoke show.
Way to go, Mark.
But,
quick high fives.
Yeah. And thank you again. You can thank me later for that.
Sure.
So we put Trish, I introduced Trish to the fine folks at Kane County Teachers Credit Union. She's going to take she's going to take $2,500 of the 100 G's that she's going to get back.
Yeah.
She's going to open up two $500 secured credit cards.
Why two?
Because two is better than one.
It is.
Yes,
okay.
It is. She's going to open up two.
Will that help establish
gonna get,
credit faster?
Because she's going to get $100,000 back from the government.
No, I get that.
Right.
But it will turbocharge it?
It'll turbocharge it.
That's awesome.
One to go for food, one to go for transportation.
Can she pay off back her whatever she owns on that credit so it goes up?
She didn't have a lot of credit to begin with, so we needed to build her credit back, right? Mm-hmm. We needed to build the foundation, so we needed to go a little wider because she only had one credit card, so we're going to give her two more.
Got it.
Or she had a car loan, so that was it.
That
no
sense.
Credit cards. We're going to go wide, pop in two more, so she's got three. Then we're going to go deep, which means every month that she pays on time, her credit's going to get stronger. Within a year, she'll be able to buy a home.
Nice.
So $2,500 out of the 100 G's she's getting back. Give KCTCU $2,500, open up two $500 secured credit cards, open up a secured loan with them, pay it off $100 a month, get the money back, do another one. Within a year, she'll have 680 to 700 credit scores. Yes, sir.
Is it true that they're saying that sometimes you can use your bills that you pay, like your Comet and NICOR, towards payments and your phone even?
You can. Right. We could take that and put it as a trade line. Challenge is she's been in a nursing home, hasn't been paying rent for the past 4 years. So thank God back.
We need a lifeline.
She got one.
Yeah.
And she's listening right now.
Nice. Way to
go. So thank you for listening. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you. Robert, look at this.
Robert.
Look at this.
Wow, that's a nice letter.
Look at this envelope with all the stamps.
Why are there so many stamps?
Because he's a stamp collector.
That's so cool.
He's like, did you get my letter? I'm like, obviously, I'm calling you.
The whole envelope is covered in stamps.
Isn't that super cool?
It is pretty cool.
WGN listen.
Okay. I'm jealous of his letterhead. It's professional.
Look at this paper.
Yeah. Look at the paper.
Him and his wife.
Okay.
I'm a longtime WGN listener, big fan of you and Lou on Saturday mornings.
Okay. I like how you're grouped in with Lou.
That's said
amazing.
It at breakfast.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
If you're going to be, you might as well be the guy that bats after Lou DiMaggio and Babe Ruth.
Yeah. They'll still remember you.
You don't need to remember me. I just have those two guys in front of me batting.
Fair.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm writing to request your help for a HELOC. We had a disaster. We had, they had identity theft. It was a disaster.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Would it be possible to work with you and your staff to build, to secure a HELOC? They own their home free and clear out in King, own their home free and clear. Okay.
Yep.
My wife and I are both 78, retired professionals, living in a paid for home in South Wheaton for over 45 years.
Wow.
Our grown kids are well off on their own. My wife's disability makes it necessary for us to move and downsize from a 2-story, 4-bedroom home into something on a single level in Wheaton. So they want to stay in Wheaton. Wheaton's their town. We're going to pop out a HELOC. They're going to be able to access the equity of their home to buy the new home. For cash. Sound familiar, Jeremy?
Yeah, sounds exactly familiar.
You're in the process of doing that right now?
Yes, I am. And it's been smooth.
Yep. They're phenomenal.
Yep.
So thank you for sending in Robert. And he signed it. Very nice. Very nice guy. A couple other stories here I just wanted to share with everybody in the mailbag. Sorry for everybody who thinks I'm going to give you bad information, but this is information that you need to know.
Yeah, real information.
Employment keeps getting worse. The underemployment rate in the U.S. just jumped to 8.1%, making it the highest level since 2021. Remember what happened in 21?
Yeah.
Okay, some call the pandemic. Why is this important? Unemployment counts involuntarily part-time workers, and those not currently looking for work want a job. Millions of Americans have either given up on their job search or can only work part-time. This will soon be at 10.5%. Shocking stat of the day, 10.5% of Americans aged 16 to 24 are currently unemployed. The unemployment rate for this age group is now back above 10% for the first time since the pandemic.
Wow.
Many young Americans can no longer find jobs. And last but not least, I already said that. Millions of Americans have either worked part-time. Okay. So unemployment's getting worse. Good news is rates have come down. Why have rates come down? Because the unemployment. What has David Hochberg been talking about for the past 5 months? President Trump wants lower rates. He's going to get lower rates when unemployment goes up because the Fed will drop rates in order to stimulate the economy to get people back to work. So he's going to get what he wants. Okay, the Fed rate cut is almost a certainty in September. We're in September this month. Okay, he's getting it not for the right reasons because unemployment is down. Okay, unemployment is up, and here's the other thing. Inflation is also up. And here's what Kevin, have we got time to drop it in before the break? Here's what Kevin Hassett said, one of Trump's economic geniuses who's up for the Fed chair. If he gets that job, we're all screwed. Go ahead, Benny.
the typical revision for August, which is about 60,000, then the jobs number would be about consistent with the other indicators that we're seeing. This is a lower number than seems like you would normally get.
Okay, so there's the White House making excuses for the job numbers being bad. Oh, August, it's always down. Here, listen, Spartacus, we've lost 300,000 jobs in the past 4 months. That's a fact. Okay, thank God nobody got fired this time because there's nobody in that position yet because the new person hasn't been confirmed. Okay, so they could roll out whoever they want. Unemployment's up. Okay, prices are up. Mortgage rates have started coming down. So that's the only positive out of this thing. And I said from the beginning of the year, the only way you're going to get lower rates is when unemployment is going up. And we have that. You could check that box. Unfortunately, so is everything else, the cost of everything else. And last but not least, President Trump Trump could declare a national housing emergency. Here's what that means. He wants to have a housing emergency to talk about higher interest rates and da-da-da-da-da. Here, I'll lay it out for the White House.
Sure.
Okay.
You think they're listening?
I don't really care.
Okay, cool.
But you know what? Maybe they should.
Well, perhaps. Okay?
Maybe they should because they learn a lot.
Okay.
You know how you're going to drop the cost of housing?
How?
Remove the tariffs on all the housing costs of products that go into building houses.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've seen
copper's gone
some
up.
Some silly cost increases.
Okay.
Well, windows. Have you seen, Gary, your industry with windows? I mean, it's been crazy.
The tariffs really haven't affected us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
Andre,
awesome.
Product?
Of course.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. Mark? Tariffs impacting you?
Not as much as you think.
But they're impacting you.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Well, hardware.
Hardware. Which,
forget it.
Hardware and tile.
So that's a yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Copper.
And everything.
Everything.
Literally
wood,
everything.
Everything.
Yeah,
so everything. Here, let's cancel the summit and just remove the tariffs on building products. Why don't we just remove the tariffs? 312-981-7200. That segment sponsored by the fine folks at Centegard Plumbing, the only plumbing company I trust to touch my pipes that are in my house. We're going to come back with Mark Olson from Redo Cabinets after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Tina at Chrysler's Natural Pets.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh, of course, we were listening. I made everyone in the store listen, too. Thanks so much. So there you go.
How long have they been open?
About 4 months.
Oh, got it. New business.
New business. Helping them out. And that lady who's moving to South Carolina, texted in, listening right now, as always, thanks again.
Wonderful.
So there you go. Mark Olson, Redo Cabinets. Received a text already from
already.
You. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We love our cabinet refacing from Redo Cabinets. 5 days of inconvenience for a new and updated look.
That's got to be, and I just want all our listeners to know, that's the sexiest statement of a kitchen remodel is 5 days of inconvenience, right?
Like, yeah.
To be able to do a full kitchen remodel in 5 days is almost impossible.
Took so long?
Yeah, well.
Can you imagine, though, 5 days, your kitchen completely brand new?
It's unheard of.
How long does it usually take? Our goal
is 3 weeks, right? Yeah. 2 to 3 weeks is really like our, hey, this is our bread and butter, but
the
architectural drawings, I mean, permits, yep. Inspections, there's so many variables that go into it that, you know, sometimes our customers don't even pick their stuff out. So
yeah.
our goal is, yes, 2 to 3 weeks, but yeah. 5 days in and out, that's a beautiful statement.
Yeah. And you know, the whole thing is we want to make it easy from the moment we get to the house. Picking out colors, styles, options, all the way from the follow-up to installation, easy. You know, and that's what we want, that wonderful remodeling experience, which all of our customers we know deserve, yeah. Right?
Gary?
Mark, I was curious, do your customers need permits for their jobs, for the refacing like that?
That's a great question. No. No permits for cabinet refacing. Yeah.
Absolutely. What about touching plumbing, though? Don't you stare at plumbing? You don't, probably need a permit to stare at plumbing.
The only person that touches our customers' pipes is Centegard.
It's Centegard.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, you use Centegard exclusively on
all of our plumbing connection. We use Centegard. He's the best at it. Yeah, the services. So, but yeah, 5 days, 3 to 5 days. Now, normally it will take a little longer, obviously, if a customer's choosing countertops, backsplash, sink faucet, you name it, just about 5 days in and out.
Nice.
Do you try to get all of that ordered at the same time so everything gets dropped off, or you do one section, then a truck comes in with the other so you don't got stuff all over the place? Hey, how does all of that staging go?
Typically, when you have the countertops, the backsplash, the whole kitchen shebang, right? We want to get those countertops in first. you know, we're dealing with
a
third.
It takes the longest.
It takes the longest. We're dealing with a third party. We want to make sure your existing cabinets, your base cabinets are level so they can put the new countertops on with the sink.
How often do you find that they're not?
You'd be surprised.
I'd say like we're at like 80, 90%.
Yeah.
Well, because the house is
settled. Yeah. So, you know, making sure that that is level is key. Making sure that these countertops are seamless, you know, making them look really nice with all the veining and everything. But we want to get them in first, and we coordinate to follow up behind them typically within 48 to 72 hours. Now, don't quote me on that, but typically we want to get really quickly behind there because people need their kitchen, right? Best case scenario, we're in there the very next day, and we start right away with the demo for the reface. So,
all right, qualifying to see if they are able to reface instead of replace.
I would say 98% of our customers qualify. We could reface your kitchen, right? I guess what I'm trying to get through is like, you know, basically it's the customers that want the demo. They want to knock down a wall. They want to expand things. We don't demo. You know, you got to love your existing layout, and you need a kitchen update, right? Yep. The next thing is those customers that have those really intricate spindles, corbels, dental moldings, you know, the really intricate kitchens or the inlaid door and drawers, you know, where there's no exposed hinges.
Yeah. So you mean beautiful.
The beautiful kitchen.
Okay, yeah.
So
it's almost like, why are we changing this?
Right, exactly. Yeah. We go in those kitchens, we're like, are you sure you want to update your kitchen? Because it looks phenomenal. But there are those high-end, very high-end, large kitchens that just refacing isn't meant for your kitchen. So I would refer you to Mega Pros for that, you know?
There's got to be a hybrid. Like, so what we talked off-air was, I would say 80% of our customers want to take a wall down. Right. I mean, hey, I want a kitchen remodel. I want to take this
open
wall
it
down.
Up.
Yeah, A, it's non-functional. B, it's not load bearing. I want it to flow better. You know, that whole open concept, that vibe. So there's got to be a way that we could work together on that. Like, hey, we'll do the demo. We'll do everything, and then you guys could still reface.
Come in right behind
right?
you.
Yeah.
Right. If you get the demo done, and we could get in, and get the reface framing. Done, and then you come back and finish all the touch up and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a way to do that.
Text message here from, I would assume, Rockford, 815 area code. Does Redo come out to Rockford?
We absolutely come out to Rockford. We were at Boone County Fair.
Boone!
We're on the Rockford TV stations. We love Rockford. Yeah. Absolutely. Loves Park, all that area.
It's one of my favorite counties. Boone County.
Yeah. Just because you like saying
it. I just like saying Boone.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah.
All the way up to Milwaukee, yes. Right?
So, yeah, we have our showroom. Our main headquarters is in Wooddale. Our other showroom we have is in St. Charles. And our other new location is in New Berlin area in Wisconsin, West Milwaukee.
That would be New Berlin.
New Berlin.
Just wanted to don't upset the Packer fans up there. We got something special coming out of the break for the Packer fans, requested by a Packer fan. But are you seeing any type of slowdown at all, or is it full speed ahead?
No, and that's kind of surprising when you have the economy talk. We are up 20% almost every year. I mean, it's just I'm blessed. I love it. I love our customers, but we are not seeing any type of hiccup. I mean, it's just we're really happy. We're really happy with our customers. We're not seeing anything like that.
How long does it take you and your team to determine if they qualify for a redo or a replace? Is it just, can you do it over the phone with a video, or does your team have to walk in and check it out?
The best is our team to walk in and check it out. Now, our customer service reps on the phone, when you're calling to schedule appointment, they're kind of going to go over a little debrief of really what we do and how we do it to make sure that's something you're still interested in having done. You know, we kind of go over, we don't paint or stain, and that's a big misconception with refacing. There is no painting and no staining involved.
Is one of the questions, did you get your cabinets from IKEA?
Bingo.
Yeah. Knockdown cabinets.
Right. Knockdown cabinets. IKEA cabinets, you cannot reface.
Right.
Unfortunately, if you buy IKEA...
Nothing wrong with IKEA cabinets.
Nothing wrong with IKEA.
They're very inexpensive, but they're for a purpose in the right place at the right time in the right situation.
Correct.
They're fantastic. You just can't resurface it.
Just can't resurface it. And those really old particle board cabinets, you know, when we're putting on our new door and drawer fronts, you know, our doors are heavy.
We got no meat to bite into.
Right. They're nothing. You'll over drill it. Eventually, they'll just be popping off. So,
phone number, website, if our listeners want more information.
Yes, so you could contact us at 630-381-5583 or visit us online at redocabinets.com.
All right, Gary Armstrong.
You said you were going to nail down. It too. Like you're like Armstrong. No problem. I can crush that.
I got the Gary right. Gary, I wrote it. It's right.
I'm not
going to
get Armstrong.
I should
wrong.
Put it in Hebrew. I have a better shot. Gary Armstrong, strong.
Right to left.
We're going
to reading
that
it right
up.
To left
we're,
right now.
That's
aren't
what
you?
That's the
yeah,
problem.
I know. I guess
I'm getting ready for the holidays.
Sure, of course.
Rosh Hashanah is
exactly.
Right around the corner. Yeah. Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Windows coming up next. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago 312-981. I know that's a big holiday.
I get it.
312-981-7200 MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago. 720 WJ. Kleppen.
Yes, sir.
That's for you, buddy. Good good luck
you.
This season. Just wanted.
Thanks.
Just
hey, won. Micah Parsons should probably help a little bit.
Yeah, sure,
think?
With his bad back and yeah.
Didn't you hear? It's healed magically.
Yeah, magically. $85 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just good luck. We just want to throw that out there. One of our listeners texted.
You know that memory of talking to Robbie Gould is actually a very fond one, and I know my mom will always appreciate that.
You're
so
welcome.
Thank you for putting that together.
No other host loves you as much as I do. That
I know.
Bring in a good friend, Robbie Gould, to
it's
talk
true.
To.
It's right. True.
Yeah, just remember that.
I got it. I got it, buddy.
Just remember when they're eliminating hosts on Saturday that who did that for you.
If they ask my opinion, I will definitely I'll go to bat for you.
Yeah, put in a good word to Mary for
mm-hmm.
me.
Okay? You got it.
All right, and Sean.
Yes,
both
of course.
Of, them. Yeah.
Of course.
All right, we're going to get to Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. How are you, Gary?
Good, David. Thanks for having us on today.
You sure?
Yep.
All right. So you think we're kidding about singing. They should never let me.
Found some Marvin Gaye.
They should have never. You want some Marvin Gaye? Sexual healing?
No, thank you.
I could see you do that. I'm feeling the sexual healing. We get that figured out. Yeah, we got 2 hours. 312-981-7200. What's the latest and greatest in windows right now? It's getting colder. We know that, right?
Yep.
We had a little bit of a nip in the air, 50-some degrees, right? We're getting
it's
down there.
False fall. I just want to be clear.
Sure.
This is called false fall.
60
not
days
real.
60 days were freezing tchotchkes.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay, fair.
60 days.
60 days. Yeah, I give you that math.
60
you're
days.
You're good with numbers. Yeah.
Well, it's coming.
It's coming.
Okay, October. Listen, there were Halloweens where I was walking around Charlemagne and Northbrook in a duck outfit, a Daffy Duck outfit, sweating my rear end off.
Yes.
And there were days on Halloween where it was raining and sleeting
sideways.
You were
so happy to have that duck outfit.
Well, I didn't fit into it anymore, but it was raining sideways, okay, and sleeting sideways.
Yes.
So we're within 60 days of something happening here, bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you guys getting calls for?
Well, that's exactly it. It's the time of the year. As soon as the temperature changes the very first time, the phones go crazy because people say, oh my gosh, I put off my home improvement project. I don't have my new door, my new window. I made it through summer, great, but now here it is September, and we all know it's coming. So that's exactly what's been happening to us at Next Door and Window, and the phones have been ringing because the people are remembering, right? And when it's 90 degrees outside, you don't
we
remember
forget.
That your house is cold.
Well, we don't care. We're not in it.
We don't
we're
care.
Outside.
That's correct. Right.
So, well, here, just to prove that point, we have a texter. Came in at 1040 here, 847. We need to replace the side entry door and all the framing and the transom for our garage. Is that something any of your guests will do? What is a transom?
Well, a transom is a piece of fixed glass, typically fixed glass, above a door. So it just adds in additional light. And yes, that is something that Next Door and Window does every day of the week. And it is a full frame replacement when we do an entry door. So we're not just trying to rehinge a door into an old bad frame. We put all new framing in, all new insulation in, make the exterior fully maintenance free. So that you don't have any more worries with your entry door.
So a transom for their garage. That's assuming in the garage door there's a piece of glass in there?
It would be, I'm just going to say this, I'm sure they have one, but it would be odd to have a transom in a garage like that. Okay. Typically, a transom's over a front door to a home, but it could be.
This is your first time on. Okay, don't upset our listeners.
I'm not trying to upset the
listeners
at all.
You don't know
listeners. They know what's right.
They know what's right.
That's fine.
All because you look down on that.
I'd be happy to come out and give them a free estimate. That's what we do at Next.
What I'll tell you what, 847, send in a picture of the MegaPros call, text and photo line. Same number you texted, upload a picture so Gary could look at it.
Yeah, maybe we could prove Gary wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's okay. Gary.
Gary's
right.
been wrong
it is,
before.
It is uncommon, but Chicago garages, we've seen them come all shapes
sure.
and sizes.
Mr.
Sure.
Judgmental over there, first time. I highly doubt that your listeners are doing that. No, but you reframe everything so it's flush.
That's correct.
It fits.
Everything's
opens,
brand
it closes.
New. That's correct.
And that's pretty important.
Yes, and we add the insulation, too. And one thing a lot of homeowners don't know is there's a lot of mold under your framework. Okay?
Can be. Can we say can be?
Okay, but almost every window we pull out, there's mold on that rough opening.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So not only when you replace your windows and doors are you getting, better, more energy efficient openings, better draft control, you're also getting a healthier environment for your family.
Hmm.
You would say that is just because of neglect, right? So on the outside of my house, it's typically not when you see water come in. It's already too late.
Correct.
But even on the outside, water could be coming in, and unbeknownst to us, right? Unbeknownst correct. To the homeowner.
Andre? But also it's condensation, because if you don't have insulation around the frame, then it condenses sure. between cold and hot, correct. And that's what you get, that you know, mold and drop.
And we put the water in the air too, right? There's water vapors in the air. It penetrates into the openings. When the unit was originally put in, they put fiberglass insulation in around, which is fine, but fiberglass does grow mold over time, sure. and that's really what kind of what develops it.
30 seconds before the break, the texter sent back a follow-up okay. after your comment. I am the bonehead who sent in the text about the side entry door. It is the threshold I need to replace.
Yes, the threshold gets replaced with every door replacement. It's all part of the package deal.
Okay, so Mr. or Mrs. Bonehead, hopefully we clarified that.
Oh, up there's no way it's Mrs. Bonehead.
It's no, Mr.
no
way.
It's always Mr. yeah. Bonehead.
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah, because Mrs. is not going to say
no,
Bonehead.
Mrs. is yeah. brilliant, yeah, 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 as all wives are.
It would be, I am the genius
there you go.
That yeah. sent in. So it's definitely a man.
Of course.
100%.
That's okay.
But you guys do all of that stuff.
That is correct. New threshold, new weather stripping, new locks, new jam. New everything.
What if they don't need new? Can you repair? Can you? Or is that something that?
That's not something next door and window does.
Got it.
Now okay. we got to take a quick break. We're going to go to Andre after the break. Then we're going to open it up as a free for all. Right? We're going to talk more. I know you want to promote your open houses throughout all your locations because Justin's got it loaded with food.
That's
if not,
correct.
He's got to run to go get some now. If our listeners want to reach out, what's the best way to reach you?
So the phone number is 844-600 next, nextdoorandwindow.com. And our locations are Burr Ridge, Naperville, Arlington Heights, and Madison, Wisconsin.
630, currently waiting for my new patio door from Next Door and Window. They are fantastic. Don from Bolingbrook. So a big
thank
shout
you,
out to Don. Thank you, Don. We've got Andre Terrea from Green Attic coming up next, talking about insulation. The news, but first, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. In honor of Andre's first appearance on our show, we thought we'd go back to the motherland and give him something to make him feel welcome. Andre Terrea from Green Attic. How do you feel? You feel empowered now that you got your national... I know you're an American citizen, but, you know, heritage, right? Whenever I hear the Israeli national anthem, I feel pride.
Yeah, always. Heritage is important. Culture is important. That's where you were built.
There you go.
And then when you moved, you bring those values with you, and you're trying to implement them here, even in a business. It
yep.
gives you great lessons of life.
And you bring, and then you translate that in the spray foam insulation business.
Spray foam, cellulose, mold, solar, roofing, yes.
And solar. Stuff. Yeah, solar's big too. Mm-hmm. So are you getting the same type of calls that Gary's getting? You know, that room above the garage has been cold. It got down to 50 degrees this week. I don't want to go through the winter for the next 4 to 5 months of being cold in the room, that one room upstairs or downstairs. You're getting those calls too?
Yeah, it's always that one room, that one spot that just bothers everybody. And that's why a healthy home, happy family, because we look as a house as a whole. We don't look only, oh, you need only insulation. No, let's see what's the cause of it. You know, maybe it's the SVC, maybe it's the windows, and we'll make those recommendations. We have infrared cameras, so our guys are equipped to come in and they can tell, is it the wall? Is it the window? Is it the door? Is it the attic because of the stack effect? So we can do, you know, a whole inspection, you know, for free and just inspect your home and tell you exactly what you need based on the uncomfortable that you feel.
Sure. And that one room, Jeremy, as you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you're in the same industry.
Yeah.
If that one, everybody here, right? You know,
correct.
You know, Gary mentioned if that one room was cold last year and the year before and last decade, it's most likely
going
to be cold.
To be cold,
right.
Unfortunately.
It's not going to snap their fingers and fix itself. So, in those type of situations, what do you do?
There is no secret. There is always something that, you know, can be fixed. It's either the HVC, either the wall, it's a corner room, is it a window or the attic, because all the heat goes up, right? And in the winter, the heat goes up. In the summer, it may be super hot on the second floor. Like a lot of Chicago, you know, bungalows,
oh, yeah.
a lot of flat roofs. Second floor is just, you know, super hot. But, you know, nobody thinks about insulation. Everybody thinks, oh, I need a bigger furnace mm-hmm. or I need new windows. A lot of times, yes, that's true, but 90% of the time, you can fix that with a 30% in a return on investment. You know, you get the savings right away with just attic insulation. That's easy as that.
And a lot of our listeners are tight right now with money, right? You know, maybe they're losing their job. Maybe they got cut back with inflation. Things are costing them more money. I'm seeing credit card debt going up with the credit reports that we pull every single day of every single week. any financing opportunities for your listeners that are looking, that don't have the money to lay out $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for a job, depending on the size of their home, of course, and the scope of the project, of course.
Yes, of course. And with all respect with the Windows guys, right? Your guys, you know, like Windows are usually expensive. So a lot of times, you know,
Windows are always expensive. Right. Can we not say usually, right? I mean, Gary, can you just put a quick PSA out there? If you want Windows, it's expensive.
If you want a quality window, it will be expensive.
It's a big investment. Yeah,
absolutely,
it really is.
Right. So doing insulation is actually a fraction of the cost, but sometimes even a better result, because no, from the going up, not going to the side. But yes, we do financing options, and we do actually think that, I don't think anybody does, we do in-house financing with zero down for like 6 months. Clients pay us 50% up, and then the rest can be split in small costs, sometimes 6 months, 9 or 12 months, depending on amount. Plus, we have partnered with Renovify, and we offer HELOCs that they can do if it's a bigger project.
Sure.
So you mentioned costs going up. One of the things I didn't hear was energy bills. That, like, just your ComEd bill alone... Sure. Has probably, I mean,
summer,
show of hands,
I think it jumped
have you
by
guys
like 30%.
Seen a huge increase in your, well, you have thermal, so you're
no,
you're
no,
in a
no,
different
but
world.
But everything, if you just read what's going on,
everything,
these data centers for the AI that they're building all over the place, off of 294 over by O'Hare, right by the new overpass that's going to take everybody into, bless you.
Bless you. Our listeners say bless you.
Bless
on the,
you
there
too.
Is a cough button. Did you hit the cough button? You took it off.
That was so loud. Yeah.
You know, our chairs shook.
Gary's, what the hell is going on? Did you hear that?
That's all right.
You might want to call in maintenance to clean up this. But love of God, I never seen a guy sneeze that.
What's
got to do with the data centers that they're building for this AI and the computing that goes into all of this, this technology, and they're building it all over. Everything you read, the reason that the costs for electricity are going up is because of the amount of electricity that's needed by these data centers, which is great. But you know what? Maybe they should pay a little more.
I mean,
for all the energy that they're using instead of screwing everybody else.
There's a stat out there that just the response from chat, like by saying thank you or whatever, right. Like is just killing electricity.
Thank chat. I mean,
You thank chat, and then chat thanks you back.
They're saying don't say hi, don't put no periods, you don't need that. It understands what you want from it.
You don't want it to say, you don't want it to be polite.
But to Andre's point, everything's going up,
everything's
and the energy cost, which is a perfect, and insulation is one of the top cost cutters out there in order to save
it's
money.
It's got to be.
It's got to be. And it's not
that expensive. A lot of people think that it's expensive. It's not that expensive.
Less than 10 grand, depending on the size of the house.
3 to 7. So okay. 5 on average.
Sure.
Okay. There you go. On an average home, 2,400 square feet.
So that's 2 windows, Gary, just so you know. Okay. Or 1 door.
A couple more windows.
Okay.
In there.
Well, maybe.
Go ahead, Mark. We got a break. But hey.
So the insulation, do you cut through the walls and do the spray foam if the walls are like, so how does that work?
We can do walls. We can do crawl spaces. We can do attics. We can do anything. We can do from the exterior, from the interior. It really depends.
And then you patch it and everything.
Everything is going to look brand new.
Oh, that's great to know. Yeah.
All right. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you.
847-777-4777.
847-777-4777.
Yes.
And who did you send in last time?
His partner.
Dimitri is my partner. Yeah, he's from Moldova too. Yeah. Well, I'm surprised you didn't play for him the anthem.
Well, he didn't even know his phone number. I don't want to save it for the guy that owns the company.
I feel special. Thank
well, you should. All right. Website?
GreenAttic.com and GreenAtticRoofing.com.
All right. And take a quick break. Then we're going to open it up. 312-981-7200. We got the free-for-all coming back. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Storm Chicago at 720 WGN.
I was out at a restaurant. He heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show?
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That was at House 41, by the way, in Northbrook. Great little restaurant that not too many people know about, and you should. They cultivate all of their food locally.
Nice.
And the owner's fantastic, and the chef's local.
And they like you, so of course, you're going to talk about
their every Saturday.
You're going to talk about
phenomenal. House 41 in Northbrook. I strongly recommend it. Tell them I sent you. You'll get nothing for it, but just tell them I sent you. 312-981-72. And Scott is my waiter, my personal waiter.
Oh, nice. Where you go, Scott?
Big fan of the show. 312-981-7200. He's a tall guy with the beard with the handkerchief around his neck. I don't know if he's got a scar there or something, but he's very noticeable. 312-981-7200. Maybe he sweats a lot. I don't know. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Joan in St. Charles, you have a rusty garage door challenge. Joan in St. Charles. Hello, Joan. Okay, Joan in St. Charles, we're going to send the police through your phone number to do a health and wellness check. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 815, Mark, what do you do to the underside of the cabinets that are above the countertops? So the tops, as we like to call it in the industry.
Yeah, the upper.
That's not what they're called. It's so funny.
He just says it with such confidence.
It's not.
It's all how you sell, baby. You just got to believe in it.
David, tell us what you do there.
I kind of host a radio show. Go ahead.
So the wall cabinets.
Yeah, your uppers.
Your upper cabinets.
Yeah.
The underside, right? Yeah. So there's two options. We could put a quarter inch plywood underneath it to cap it off, and we use our veneer to go over it to match the rest of the cabinets. Most kitchens, it's unfinished.
Yeah.
Because you don't see it.
Well, you do if you're looking at the bottom of your cabinet.
If you're looking at the bottom of it, yeah.
But yeah, so your kids see it, and you know.
Right. You know, those bi-level homes, if you're walking upstairs and you can see the under cabinets, yeah, we'll cap that off. However, if you have under cabinet lighting, we can't do that then.
Well, so I mean, maybe, right?
But for our side refacing, we highly suggest not to.
Okay.
So,
can you raise the floor so people don't see under the cabinet?
That's the third option. We raise the floor, or you just wear high heels in the house. So it just.
Yeah, Jerry's also, like,
these
like,
guys, these are terrible suggestions.
He was buying into it there.
Please don't tell our listeners that we raise the floor, or that's. I mean, sometimes I tell our listeners, like, well, just don't look at it. Like, I get it. Just don't look up. Like, it'll
look
be fine.
Over here.
Like, it'll be fine.
Here.
Yeah, just how often do you actually look up, you know? Mm-hmm. How long has that leak been there? I don't know. You know, how long has that crack been there? I don't know. We don't look up.
Jeremy's like, when you hit puberty, don't worry about it. You won't notice.
I get it. Yeah.
312-981-7200. Joan in St. Charles with the Rusty Garage Door. How are you? Joan in St. Charles again. Okay. We'll send out the EMTs now.
Sure.
312-981-7200. Terry in Geneva, how are you?
Maybe it's us. Benny's in that by himself. So.
All right, Benny, we're not getting anything
That's
on
okay.
this. Okay, we're going to, everybody on the phone, hang tight.
Sure.
We're going Phones to solve this hook. Little challenge.
Benny's
we're
by himself.
Right,
he's got no support. He's phenomenal.
Okay, we've got the phone line now set up.
Got
Thanks.
It.
But I didn't touch it, Ben. It was set up that way. Okay, let's try it again. The button on the console in front of me was down.
There you go.
So our listeners, all those buttons, I didn't touch it. This time. Joan in St. Charles, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
There you are. Okay, we've called the police and the firefighters and the paramedics. Turn around, Joan.
They're
is fine.
They're at the door.
They're at the door. Well played.
The bottom of my garage is rusting, and I don't know how to repair it or who to call to repair it.
Just Jeremy?
The bottom of it.
How rusted, Joan? Like, describe it on it like... triage where you can see holes right through it, or is it just starting to eat away?
Oh, it's starting to eat away. You can't see through it, no.
Okay, and then at the very bottom, is there like a rubber something?
Yes. Yeah.
There is?
Yes.
And what's the condition of that?
That's fine.
Okay, so two options. Well, there's a lot. One, you could
sell
do
your house.
One, you could do nothing and sell your house, like David Hochberg would always suggest. Two... depending on the condition, it may be able to be sanded, primed, and painted. At that point, you're probably painting your whole overhead garage door.
To match up?
To match, just so it looks pretty, right? You're going to have the cost of making it look pretty. You might as well make it
look pretty.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
Sometimes, depending on the manufacturer, that lower panel can be replaced.
Oh.
So depending on how old it is, depending on all that fun stuff, they can actually just replace the panel. Again, colors aren't going to match up that well. So if you care or don't, it's kind of like if you get into a car accident and you get that used part on your car and they give you money to paint it and you just never do because who cares, right? It's just an aesthetics thing. So we could do that. We could replace your whole garage door, but again, that's budget and depending on whether or not you want to do that. So you do have options. The best way to solve this is you could take a picture of it. You could text it to our main office number. That's 847-658-8255. 8989, and we could take a look at the picture and then have someone reach out to you and let you know what could be done.
Okay. Repeat that number again.
It's 847-658. Okay.
8989.
Mega. Yeah.
Megapros.com. Yeah. Did you get that?
Yes, I got it. I appreciate your help. I'll text the picture.
Yeah. And then we'll just give you the possible solutions that we have available for you.
Hey, Joan.
Okay, great.
Joan, are you a loyal listener?
Definitely. Every day.
Okay. And you've been listening since we started the rookies having to sing, right? Isn't that a new part of our show?
Yeah, I've given up on that.
She enjoys it.
Joan enjoys it.
We got to do it, guys.
Well, for Joan, we'll do it.
Okay, Joan, we'll do it.
Joan, would you like to hear Andre and Gary sing Village People or It's Raining Men? Which would you prefer?
Village People.
Nice. Okay. God. YMCA. Okay. Thank you. Well, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. You see, she's a loyal listener.
I see.
Okay. You thought I was busting chops. She wants to hear it. It's one of her favorite segments. Joan, isn't that what you just said?
Yes.
She enjoys it.
She loves it.
Don't take it away from Joan.
First person that did it, we did not tell the truth. However, since that person, we tell the truth.
We tell the truth.
Yeah.
Because the first person.
I believe you.
Yeah.
It's one of her favorite segments.
If you don't do it, it ruins her entire weekend.
We want to do that to Joan.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We're going out to Terry in Geneva. How are you?
Hello, how are you guys?
Great. We got 30 seconds before the break, so if you could ask your question, and then we'll pick you up on the other side, okay?
Okay, sure. Who on the team do I talk to about knocking down a wall before the roof falls on my head? I want to make sure this wall can come down safely.
Oh, just grab a hammer, John. What is it?
I know, that's what I want to do.
Just grab a hammer.
Everybody tells me not to.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, just grab a hammer. Yeah, it'll be fine.
If it comes down, you'll know. Okay, hang on. Great. The attorneys in Texas and next are gone. Cancel the show. Hey, hang on, Terry. We're going to pick you up on the other side of the break. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to answer Terry's question from Geneva after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Terry in Geneva. Jeremy Hogle has got the answer to your question. We want to reframe the question again. It's been about 3 minutes. Terry?
Sure.
Go ahead and reframe your question.
Oh, hi, Jeremy. So I have a wall that's between the kitchen and the living room that's over the stairwell to the basement. And I'm wondering if somebody could help me check out if I can knock this wall down and make it an open concept idea.
Sure. So, well, let's go through the easiest ways to find out, right? Do you have a finished basement?
Not really.
You're assuming the wall is on the first floor.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
It don't matter.
I'll shut up.
Well, for sure it is, right?
I'll stay on my lane.
It could be a crawl or a finished basement or on a concrete slab.
It's a basement, but it's going to be gutted.
Got it. So the easiest way to figure out if you have a load-bearing wall above you is go into the basement and look to see if there's a structural beam following the same line of that wall, right? So that's a number one telltale sign. It would be a big beam. You'd have these little metal posts. Older houses are going to have lolly columns. Newer houses are going to have like a 4-inch to 5-inch post holding up steel, right? Yeah,
this is a 1954 house.
It'll have that. So that's the easiest way. Now, just because it's load doesn't mean that we can't get rid of it. It just means, hey, there's going to be more involved, right? So almost 100% of the time we could get rid of a wall. It's just what delightful cost is going to come with that remodel. You mentioned that wall ties into your stairs.
Yes.
So there is going to be some framing that's going to be in the I'm assuming the stairs are going to stay. You're not relocating the stairs, correct?
I think there's another option for stairs to the basement.
Okay.
I'm just dreaming. We close on the 15th.
Dreaming's cool.
My dream. Yeah, it's expensive.
So you close on the 15th for this house, correct?
Yeah.
Got it.
And I'm wanting to just pretty much gut as much as I possibly can and then just work around all this stuff and slowly get the house to where I want it.
Am I to assume that the house is listed? There's an MLS number? or no?
It never did get listed. It never did get listed. It was off the market type thing. But yes, I can get you.
Do you have pictures of the inside of the house?
Yeah, so that would be the biggest thing, to be honest. It is just pictures, Terry. So if you have pictures, we do what we call virtual visits. We could look at the pictures. Okay. We could identify, hey, this wall, and then just give you some budget numbers and just say this is what it would look like. The concerns we have is what's going from the basement to the second story. Is there a second story? Yeah. I assume
this is a ranch home.
Oh, got
so
it.
The basement.
So nothing,
and then just the top.
Right. Oh, so stairs going down.
So it's stairs going down.
Okay.
So that would be the only thing is stairs going down. What's that impact, if any? It might be nothing, and we could actually just put a nice little railing. So it just depends. And then if anything's running in there, you know, in that wall, but chances are nothing, like hidden shenanigans. But you could
take a picture of the stairs for you. Take a picture of the basement ceiling for you.
Those
and
help.
What else?
And that's really it. Okay. You could text it to our main office number, 847-658-8989. Just like that. But hopefully better and in tune. And we're happy to help. And we could just provide some rough budget numbers, and then we could go as far as saying, what do you want your floor impact to look like? How do you want us to tie stuff in? Or we could just get rid of the wall and let you do the work as you see fit.
Yeah. So no need to go into the attic, because the attic entrance is over this stairwell, and it's so hard to get up there.
At this juncture, no. One of our trained professionals would be the ones that would go in your attic and identify what type of roofing system you have, because that's another telltale sign. But even then, it's not like a sure, like, then we get into rafters, trusses, and Dave's brain's going to explode.
So. Why are you buying a house that needs all this work?
She just wants it open.
For the land.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just asking. I mean, it seems
that's pretty. We've had at least 30 calls within the last month of listeners that are buying a house within the next month, and they want a pre-plan.
Yeah.
So we're doing a lot of these.
Yeah.
Where we're just kind of saying, hey, you could do this, 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 or this, and then it's budget, right?
Do you have the money to do this?
Well, it depends on what I need to do.
How much are you buying?
Too expensive to tear down.
How much you putting? How much you buying the house for?
$392.
How much you putting down?
On an acre land.
That's fine. How much you putting down?
John, your guy, John
Hendrickson,
10%.
Okay, good. So if you qualify for 5%, you'd have more money to put into the house. So it might be something to think about, right?
Should I ask John that?
You should. And I'll ask him for you. Yeah. He's probably listening right now. Or if he should. He better be. But I'll tell him, is that your real name, Terry from Geneva?
It's actually Terry. I'm in Geneva now, but the house is in West Chicago.
All right. I'll call Johnny during the break at the top of the hour and ask him to reach out to you. If you can put less down, you'll have more money to put in your house.
Got Wine Fest this weekend.
One and Greg will be there at Wine Fest.
Mark.
I'm sorry, Mark, Greg, and Gary is all these people. Gary, you've got a question. Mark,
it's not really a question; it's more of a comment. Terry, Andre, and I are sitting here, and we're here in 1955 home, and we have to wonder what are the conditions of the insulation? What's the condition of the doors and windows of the home? Are they the original doors and windows?
No. Yeah, it was not a well taken care of home. It looks like it was built very well. I keep on hearing, oh, these are good bones, but the people who lived there did not take care of it.
How's the kitchen's bones?
Yeah,
probably none of those are...
It needs some time.
All of it, yeah.
We all should come out.
I have recruited the whole WGN team to help me.
Good.
I was going to say, Terry, we could probably do a live broadcast from your kitchen and then just highlight all the things that might need to be wrong with it.
Yeah,
come on over.
Do you have an oven in that? A stove and an oven?
I'm getting it.
Yeah, but does it work right now?
Yeah. Chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. I'm just okay.
Yeah, Dave.
Oh, I'll get my brother to bake those. I'm not a baker.
Dave's motivated by chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
I'll get him to bake them for you.
All right. Did he get his tetanus shot?
We have a 1 acre land that you can set up your whole. There you go. Radio system.
Wonderful. Perfect.
All right. I think that's something we need to talk about.
I love it.
All right. Well, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Sounds like you're going to need a lot of it in your new house.
All right. I'll be texting you, Jeremy.
Awesome. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, 312-981. This is like a Wally Phillips moment. People helping people.
We have seen that where we show up and the husband, we'll just say significant other, has already started tearing down that wall. Like, I know I said that, like, just grab a hammer. PSA, don't do that, because it could be, you could take the drywall off all the time without damp. Drywall, plaster, plaster's a mess.
Don't drop the whole wall.
But yeah, just leave the framing up. That's a great way to tell if it's load bearing or not.
Right.
You know, so, but yeah, we've shown up and we've seen that event. Talk about trying to motivate your significant other to remodel anything. Just open up a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to fix it.
Yep. All right. Yep. We're going to take a quick break. We got Glenn and Hinsdale coming up next. 312-981-7200. I want to bring in Gary and Andre to talk about those circa 1955 homes and the challenges that you guys have seen in those circa 1955 homes and the work that you could do to make them better. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGN. Glenn from Hinsdale will be back after these messages.
News team, assemble!
You ever been to Princeton?
I have not.
We'll grab a bucket of Harold's, and cool. Then we'll go down to Rips, and we'll do a side-by-side comparison.
Yeah, let's do a trailer and camp out, do the whole thing.
Yeah, let's not get a little weird, Donnie. Donnie, I'm talking about chicken. You're talking about taking a trip with a trail.
This is yes and.
I think you and Jack, you should have a conversation.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jack Heinrich working the sports desk gets brought in on a rejoin. Again, Jack Heinrich, I don't see Lou Manfredini working you into a rejoin, buddy. That's all I have to say. Jack.
I'm Switzerland right now.
Yeah, whatever. Wow. I'm just saying, Bob Surratt's not doing a rejoin with you ever.
Well, I'm not on his show.
Well, there you go. Another reason. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just be kindly of me when they start shuffling up hosts here on Saturday.
Oh, you know I got your back.
Oh, yeah. It feels so safe. 312-981-7200. Glenn. Hinsdale, question about cabinets from Mark. Redo cabinets.
All right, Mark. All right. Oh, gentlemen, good afternoon. So I remodeled a house. Well, I got it remodeled it, used the builder out of St. Charles. The company starts with an A. Anyhow, I was told I was getting custom cabinets, and I believe I did, although I don't think they made them. They just stamped their name in it. So now my wife wants to get more storage. And we want to match it. So what's the best way to do it? Just buy boxes and then, you know, have you come in and do the doors? Or what would you suggest?
Hey, Glenn, I got to ask a quick question. Do you want more storage? Do you think you need more storage?
Me or my wife?
Not Glenn. I'm asking you. Do you, Glenn?
Of course Glenn does, because his wife does.
I'm just...
Glenn, that's the answer. Yes, I need more storage because my wife wants more storage.
That's where I'm going. Glenn, do you think you need more storage?
Yes.
Is your wife in listening distance to this call and on the radio?
No, but...
you know what's good for you.
Yeah, around here we'll recognize my voice.
I understand.
She's not here.
Good. Okay, Mark, you're up.
Yeah, so are your existing cabinets, are they stained? Are they painted?
High gloss white.
High gloss white, okay.
And well, maybe not high gloss, but they look brand new, quite frankly. I mean, it's just my wife and I. All our kids are gone, so
okay.
We take care of everything really well. So they look brand new, quite frankly.
Good, good. And are you trying to add, like, a pantry, upper cabinets, lower cabinets? Like, what's the idea
no,
here?
No, we've got in the dining, well, in the kitchen area... we've got some, maybe it's about 20 feet to a wall where we've got a table there, and we can add against that wall, which is adjacent to the garage wall, we can add some cabinets there for storage. I mean, we've got five kids, we've got a lot of grandchildren, so when we have people over, you know, we have 22, 25 people, we need space for, you know, just more dishes, tablecloth,
entertainment stuff,
like
right?
That.
Yeah,
entertainment.
So
stuff,
it
yeah.
sounds like Mark. It sounds like what we want to do is match the current cabinets to your new cabinets that you're adding. Is that something that you guys can offer?
To match that exactly would be a very big challenge. So I'm gonna probably say no because of that purpose.
Sure.
Can we accomplish what you're trying to do for the storage? Yes, but to match the existing, that's probably not going to happen.
That's in our wheelhouse.
That's in your right? wheelhouse,
so
correct.
We're either building the cabinet to match, painting it to match, yep. or trying to... We'd reach out to that...
Manufacturer.
Air room company that did the cabinets, mm-hmm. or the manufacturer, and say, hey, can we locate it, right? If we can't locate it, we'll build it.
Right. If the manufacturer has a stamp on there, you could probably get a hold of and find the local person that supplies them.
Yeah, but the manufacturer doesn't. The builder put his stamp on.
They were branded to the builder.
Branded, okay.
But, we've made door styles before, so that's something that we could do for sure. Yeah. Is it going to be like a dry bar, or are you just thinking cabinets?
No, cabinets
and a countertop.
Yeah. I don't think, no electricity, no water. I think pretty...
Keep it simple.
Pretty basic. Yeah.
Sure.
You sound excited about this project, Glenn. You sound super excited about investing this extra money for this extra storage.
I mean, here,
Glenn...
Am
I getting the vibe, that vibe?
I'm sorry, what's that? I've learned to... let me just say, I want these cabinets.
Got it.
Sure you do.
The other thing that we've found is by the time we're done giving, because cabinets are still pricey, especially if we have to make them to match, as you can imagine, that's all custom. Custom comes with the cost. A lot of times by the time we tell our customer how much it is, they come up with other solutions for storage, serendipitously, where they're like, I'll just get a house. An armoire or two armoires or a hutch to put all my extra dishes.
Or a new wife.
Because it's still an investment.
Okay, I got to tell you something. Yeah. I went down that avenue already.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
It's still not cheap.
My belief is that I think custom cabinets are probably, if it is, more expensive, just incrementally. I mean, if you want a really nice piece, I believe that custom cabinets, it's right in the same wheelhouse. Yeah. I'd rather have the custom.
Sure. No, I got you. Yeah. Feel free to reach out to us. You could call us at 847-658-8989. Yeah, visit our website. But it's a common request, and we'd be happy to help.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Glenn. All right. Glenn, are you numb? Are you heavily medicated?
No. Come on. No. Everything's great.
You're good?
Everything's good.
We don't have to call for help.
No, he's doing great.
Hinsdale cops or anything?
No problems. Okay? I like nice things too. So it's I'm on board.
Okay, sure you are. Just keep telling yourself that, Glenn. hang out for your he's laughing. Hang out for your mister. He's like, yeah, whatever she wants. Yeah. I love it too. Yeah. Hang on, Glenn. 312-981-7200. I want to get back after the break. We're going to dive deeper into circa 1950 homes. I didn't think Glenn was going to go on a riff that long with his cabinets, but I'm glad we did because we dove into it deeper. But I want you guys to come back after the break. You talk about the challenges you've seen with doors and windows, and you talk about the challenges you've seen with insulating circa 1950 homes on 1 acre of land that she fell in love with it, which is fine, but she did it for the land for obvious reasons because she kept saying that. But she's going to put some money into this house and what she's about ready to find when she opens up these walls. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, takes some photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. After the break, we have two Hogles coming in for a happy birthday sing-along. It's your daughter's birthday yesterday. Was your daughter's birthday?
Was my daughter's birthday
and
yesterday.
Your smoke show wife's birthday tomorrow.
My gorgeous, beautiful
gorgeous,
wife's
absolute
birthday.
Absolute. Yes. Centerfold pinup model.
Without a doubt.
Wife coming up next. After the break. Home Sweet Home Chicago. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We have two wonderful women on the phone here. Both last name Hogle. Have to have some type of relation with our co-host, Jeremy Hogle. You want to introduce your family members. Jeremy?
Oh, yeah, sure. All of them are just
no,
the ones
just
that
these
are on
two.
The fun.
Right.
So
somebody had a birthday yesterday.
My beautiful bride, her birthday is tomorrow. She's turning 40. Doesn't
I'm sure
look a
she's
day
happy about that.
Doesn't look a day. Oh, she's been excited
sure,
about this.
Everybody on the radio know.
She's,
yeah,
she's been excited about this for a long time.
Okay.
And Ellie turned 11.
All right.
Yesterday. So
Ellie, are you on the phone, Ellie?
Yeah.
How excited are you right now?
Pretty excited.
Have you ever had a birthday happy birthday sung to you by a Moldovan?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. Well, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ellie and Ellen
Hogle.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Yeah. Okay. I love it.
And Ellie, that was your birthday present. So if you were expecting anything else,
that's all you got.
That's all you
got.
Well,
we opened up all our presents yesterday.
Oh,
yeah. That was Ellen's birthday present because I didn't get her.
Ellen,
anything.
Happy birthday. That's all you're getting.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Birthday gift ever.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Love it.
Love you. Love your show. Have a great day, Ellen. We'll talk to you later.
Love
and
you. Love your
love
show.
You guys.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. Let's throw it over to Gary and to Andre. Lady called in that we're doing a loan for 1950 house.
Yep.
Got a lot of work to be done. Jeremy spent 7 minutes talking about taking a wall down, supporting and all that stuff. What do you guys see? Start with you when you're talking windows in a 1950 home. And Andre, when you're going into a 1950 home, which you've been in thousands of them, sure. What do you guys see? Go, Gary.
So 1950s home, a lot of times they have the original windows, which are going to be single pane windows with possible storm windows on them. They're probably not a maintenance free exterior. It's probably a real wood product. So you're going to have a lot of issues there maintaining them. If they haven't been maintained, they're going to be rotting. Lead paint's going to be on there. There's going to be draft issues, serious draft issues. So what we do at Next Door and Windows, we're going to come in, we're going to take a look at the window, diagnose the problems. We use a Marvin Infinity fiberglass window for a full replacement. We're going to take everything out of the opening, go all the way down to that original rough opening, inspect it, put our new window in, put new foam insulation in around the windows, make them a maintenance-free exterior. But the biggest benefit that you get is getting to the energy glass. Okay, it's called Low E 2 with argon gas, and what it does is it reflects heat. So right now, the heat is transferring through the glass. All summer long, it comes in. All winter long, it goes out. But with the new modern glass, it reflects off the glass. So the rooms stay cooler in the summer, and they stay warmer in the winter, and it reduces all the ultraviolet rays that come in from the sun. So there's no fading in the home. So, I mean, there's a whole lot that goes on, a whole lot of benefits and values that you get when you replace that window.
Are there opportunities also to make the windows bigger? Because typically in those 19 circa 50 homes, they're smaller windows, and now everybody wants more light and more
sure.
You know, more views of her acre piece of property. Is there an opportunity to put bigger windows in?
Always an opportunity to put a bigger window in, regardless of the age of the home.
Mark, you had a question.
Yeah, so, Gary, how would a customer know to go, is it single pane, double pane, triple pane? Like, when do you know to go a triple pane as to double pane?
Well, in this climate, you really just want to use the double pane glass. Really, the bigger benefit is getting to the low E and the argon. Those are what science has put into the glass to make the glass that much more energy efficient. There's a demonstration we do in the home. It only takes a minute or two. It's with a heat lamp, but it really shows the effects of getting to this energy glass, and that's the bigger benefit.
Ah, got it. That makes sense.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Tease, we got 30 seconds before the break, so give me a little taste, and then we'll come back after the break to dive deeper into what you're looking at. But the first thing that you think about with your years and hundreds, if not thousands, of homes you've been in, what's the first thing you think about walking into a circa 1950 home that hasn't been touched?
You look at your attic insulation, if it has vermiculite or not, because it may have asbestos, and that's going to cause a lot of problems.
Vermiculite?
Vermiculite, yes.
How would a listener know if they have vermiculite?
It's those little bubbles, like roundish, in your attic floor.
Okay.
It's not like the fiberglass, the pink stuff, but it's like, you know, grayish and roundish, like a plastic little round things.
So that's not good.
That's not good. Do not touch it, because it has to be tested before it can be removed.
And be removed by a professional.
Of course, yes. Because you have to be certified if it has asbestos in it.
There's special ways to remove it. Hazmat suits, the whole nine. Respirators.
Masks, yes. Cover the whole house. Create negative pressure so the air goes out, not inside. There is a lot of things you have to do.
Right, we're going to dive deeper after the break, because Gary over here took up the entire segment. But Gary, if our listeners want to reach out for more information, how do they reach you?
844-600-NEXT.
844-600-NEXT. More with Andre from Green Attic after these messages, talking more about insulation. 312-981. Give you a little taste, a little tease. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Here's the problem. I bring down the spot fader, and then I forget to bring it up. So that's when we go into breaks, and you don't hear the commercial, and then all of a sudden, bam! That's me.
Because I don't do that. You not doing it.
Yeah. There's too many buttons.
Okay. Wow, you're really having a hard time. You've only been doing this for how many years? 20?
19. Okay, 19. A button challenge.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So I get this text from this lady. It's a beautiful day for a car wash. Highland Park High School Band is holding their car wash fundraiser today at until 4 p.m. at the school. So I'm not going to give out the address yet because I want to see how they perform. So I call this lady up. Kids would love a shout-out. So I'm like, shout-outs aren't free on WGN. It's a pretty big deal. So I'm like, if they want a shout-out, you got to show me a little something here. So she dumps it off to her husband, Josh, who's on the phone right now. Josh, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Your wife gave me this explanation how to pronounce your last name. I'm not touching it. Josh, what's your last name?
Chodorov.
Okay, there you go. Chodorov. Okay. Are you Moldovan by chance?
No, we're Russian.
Okay.
Almost.
We got an... he's kind of okay. Right. So you're the band leader at Highland Park High School.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I told your wife, if you want a little shout-out, we got to hear a little something. Maybe it's Raining Men or it's YMCA, and you've got YMCA queued up, right?
We sure do. I grabbed 10 of our student leaders, and okay. we ran in to put this on for you guys.
All right, well, give me 45 seconds of YMCA, brought to you by 10 leaders from the Highland Park Marching Band, under the tutelage of Josh Chodorov. Go ahead, Josh, fire away.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There you go. Josh, well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Love it.
10 leaders of the band.
How'd that come through on your end?
It came through
outstanding.
Outstanding. You guys did a great job, Josh. I think the Highland Park School Board should give you a raise and send your kids to Disneyland. But where's the car wash located? How much? And where can our listeners go to get the car washes?
433 Vine Avenue, Highland Park, Illinois. 433 Vine Avenue, Highland Park, Illinois. $10 to get your car washed. And we're here till 4 p.m. today, and we would really love your support. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it helps us do all sorts of really awesome musical things for our students.
All right, Josh, I'm going to come out after the show. I'm going to drive over there. I live in Northbrook. I'm going to stop by have you guys knock out my car. How's that?
Sounds great. We really appreciate it.
All right, and you're going to charge me $100, not $10, I've got a feeling, right? Is that...
I'm thinking $1,000, actually.
You might as well go, I like this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a future in the mortgage business, Josh. All right, tell the kids great job, and send my best to your wife for texting in. All right, buddy?
Will do. Thanks for your time.
All right, there you go. Josh, the band leader from the Highland Park High School Band. People, this is so like Wally Phillips. I feel our roots at WGN just oozing through. Now let's talk spray foam insulation on a 1950 ohm. Great transition. Go ahead. So you're looking for the pebbles. What are they called again?
Yeah, vermiculite.
Vermiculite.
Yes.
Not good.
Not good. If you see them, you need to get those tasted. So the best is just we're going to come out, you know, we're going to take a sample, we're going to send it in. If it doesn't have asbestos, because not all of them have, then it can be removed, you know, not that complicated.
How long does it take to test?
A couple of days.
Couple
we'll send
days.
It to the lab. Yeah, okay. A couple of days. We get a result. And then the thing is that with that, because if you start picking them up, you're going to see a lot of dust. That's the dust. That's the problem. And then if your attic is not air sealed, because insulation, people think about, oh, it's just the pink stuff. No, it's a complex thing. You have air insulation, air sealing, ventilation, solar attic fan, you know, baffles, you know.
You got a lot frame. Of things happening in an attic.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And it's all important because your house breathes, right? You have, you know, air circulation in between. If your attic is not insulated, it's, you know, bad insulation, you breathe that air in. We had many clients who like, hey, my kid feels sick all the time. And then we come out and we found, you know, mold, or we find, you know, asbestos, and then you have to be removed, and it has to be treated properly. So, you know, in 1950s homes especially, newer homes are probably built better. They probably still have, like, the cheapest insulation possible.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, and we not installed it. Properly.
Yes.
But in the 50s, it was even worse, because, you know, there was just one thinking like that. Same thing with the walls. If you have basement walls, if you're going to do a remodel, make sure that, you know, above grade, you have to insulate in a certain way. Below grade, you insulate a different way. Then you have the rim joist around the basement that you have to think. And another thing, you have to think about the insulation about the pipes. If you have one of those old boilers and stuff, if you have like the white wrapping around the pipes, you may have asbestos there as well.
Yeah.
So that has to be treated in a different way too.
We don't like to use the A word in our industry, but you're right. I mean, these houses do have it. So you just got to test it. And
sometimes you don't have to remove it. Sometimes you can encapsulate it. So just eliminate any, you know, possible, you know, touch to it, or, you know, so you can, you don't breathe. So it depends, you know.
Can you foam over it?
Yes, you can. Yeah. In some instances you can, yes.
Go ahead, Mark.
So as a consumer, if I look in my attic, how can I tell if I need to add more insulation?
The easiest way is if you can see your rafters, you're probably low on insulation.
Let's not even say probably. You are.
It's 100%.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Well, if your rafters are 12 inches, like in newer homes, if you have like a Norbrook home, like sure. David has, maybe he has 12-inch rafters, he may have enough.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But 99%, if you can see the rafters, you don't have enough insulation.
And then how much insulation do you want to add?
Depending on the type, but usually 14 to 16 inches.
Oh, okay.
And when we do the install, we make sure we put attic rulers so you can see, you know, how much insulation we install. We'll make sure that we air seal the attic, all the, you know, the plumbing vents, all the, you know, around can lights, all the electrical penetrations, everything has to be sealed with foam, and then you do the insulation, and then you need to make sure that you have the proper ventilation. Mm. So baffles are important. Extend bathroom fan extension through the roof and make sure you have an insulated bathroom extension. Not those, you know, like silver round, you know, pipes that goes out. And it cannot.
That's not even a code still.
It's not.
which is ridiculous to
right.
me.
But, and again, at Green Attic, we go above code because we are BPI certified, Building Professional Institute, so we take it up a notch. Like, we have higher standards than the actual code. And then you have to look into ventilation. You have to look into roofing. You know, solar attic fans. You know, you need a fan to help you with ventilation. You do the attic insulation, but you don't have proper ventilation, you'll still, you know, insulation will struggle. So we look at solar attic fans, bathroom fans, extension, and then regular just roof fans. A lot of people don't have enough.
So these Cape Cod houses, these tall, you know, the real, you know, you can't even walk on the roof, you know, steep roofs, and then they have a room in the top.
Bungalows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then there's no attic, but it's so musty and hot in the summertime. Like, what would your solution be? And then it's very cold in the wintertime.
Right.
So if someone doesn't have an attic, or, you know, how would you, what's the solution for that?
So you're talking probably about Chicago bungalow.
Yes.
The standard style. So you have the knee walls that we can insulate, and we can actually feed a hose in those, you know, cathedral ceiling, and we can insulate that as well. So there is still things that we can do to help the homeowner, but it really depends on application. We can do spray foam, we can do blown cellulose insulation. So those are, you know, solutions that we can help with.
Great. So there are solutions.
There are solutions. Wonderful. Yes.
We had a situation in our old office building. The outside wall where my office was, it was a freight. It was freezing. I mean, you could tell the difference. So what they did was, when we were out one day or on the weekend, they hired somebody to come in. They cut a hole in the wall, like as big as the bottom of a soup can. Okay, and they sprayed it, and it was fantastic. Okay, and it closed up whatever holes were in there. You know, they didn't have to take down the entire wall. They just popped a hole in there, got a wand. I don't know what the hell they did.
Yeah. I love it when you explain construction.
Yeah, because,
you know, wand. Did they say abracadabra?
We do before wand. Every job.
Yeah, abracadabra.
Abracadabra. And we pray, too.
Yeah, and we pray. You know, every job we start, we also pray, just in case. Yeah. That's a good point.
That's very well played.
Yes, they do have a wand. Yeah.
And insulation really works. The thing is that insulation really works.
I have it in my home.
You underestimate.
It's the greatest, that foam insulation when we built
our
home.
We have closed cellulose throughout everything. New construction, that happens.
Yeah, okay. It's expensive. If you do a custom home, you probably will use closed cell. If you buy a new construction home, if it's not a reputable builder, they would probably use like less expensive insulation, less expensive materials. And even if you need to move home, you're like, oh my God, it's brand new. Why it's still drafty? Why it's still cold? Why it's still warm? It still can happen.
Sure.
And also solar. We were talking about solar because the tax credits are going away and energy bills are going high. You know, this is still a good time to think about solar.
You install the Tesla roofs.
And we do Tesla roofs as well. Power walls. If there is an outage of electricity, you still have power. You have batteries. And the thing is that right now, I'll give you an example. 70,000 solar roof job. After all the rebates, instant credits, everything, 20,000. Less than 20, 18 sometimes, depending on where you're located. So it's just insane not to take advantage of that.
Right. Phone number for our listeners who want to take advantage of it with you and take advantage of you and take advantage of that.
Sure.
What's the best number? You see
847-777-4777. 847-777-4777. GreenAttic.com and GreenAtticRoofing.com. We have a lot of interesting materials, guys.
We're going to take a quick break here before the at the bottom of the hour, but quick question for you, Mark. Can redo kitchens do work for metal cabinets?
Well, that's a great question. Now, actually, Jeremy, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were.
You know, metal cabinets are tricky to reface. Have we done them? Yes. Again, a lot of these metal cabinets can be rusted old. I recommend just replacing them. But if they're in good condition, yes, we can add
We
can
do the math. I mean,
basically, do the math.
Do the math. Sometimes it's more expensive.
Definitely, maybe. Depends. Each project is different.
Just call Redo Cabinets. I'll let you know.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. A couple of texts. I'm 85 and I've listened to WGN since I was 10 with my grandmother. I always listen to Lou and turn off after. Mm-hmm. That's really, that's an encouraging statement. 2 months ago, okay, see, it takes a while. She's been listening. She's 85. She's been listening for 75 years. 2 months ago, I fell in love with David Hochberg. Love. His gruff exterior is comforting because, you know, he's a protector. When is he on other times in addition to Saturday mornings? Thelma and Peoria. Thelma, I'm with you. I should be on every day, but that's that's another story. If you ask me, I should be on every day. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. David, I just heard you say there are two people new on the show. What time will they be singing YMCA? Another, that'll typically be coming up in about 15 minutes.
Yeah. You can't send yourself emails, David.
Okay. That's not my cell phone number. That's not my cell phone number, Gary. It's mine, 773. Hey,
that's my brother's.
Well, there you go. Okay, he's dying in anticipation. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. It's Ann and Armin. We love you. Love your show on Saturdays. Been following you since WCKG days. Wow, back 20 years ago. My wife and I hold the very first HELOC from KCTCU credit through the sponsorship of the show. You just nice. Applied for one
yep.
as well.
Yep.
Knocked
because
it out.
Because when is the best time to get a HELOC, Dave?
When you don't need a HELOC.
When you don't need a HELOC. And I've only heard it on the show a million times and was like, wait, I should do this.
Because you might be buying something in the future?
Might be buying something. Don't know. But right now there's equity. And
it's
nice to have it just in case you need it.
Question for Gary. Is it if I was going to flip the old house you're talking about, is there a low-end Marvin fiberglass window no thrills that Gary would recommend?
Well, Gary recommends the Marvin Infinity fiberglass window. That is the preferred window for next door and window.
Do they make a lower?
They make one called the Essential Series.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. But that would be the lower end fiberglass window.
Sure.
Okay. But the Infinity is the better product.
But honestly, you have to keep in mind, if you're going to invest less than it, your property, you know, is valued less. So if you have better windows, obviously the price is up. So you're kind of, you know, trading off. What are you trading off?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You get what you pay for.
But I mean, a flip, I don't know if they care, right?
That's what if it's a rental? Okay.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
At least he's thinking fiberglass. That's a good thought.
Sure.
708. Hi, David. Love you. Love your show. Talk to you about off air about my cousin that's in desperate need of financial help. He's 78 and homebound. He has state provided home care 5 days a week. He's paying out of his own pocket for the weekend care, which is not cheap. That is not, it's usually $10,000 a month for the in-home care. I'm glad the state's covering. He has a condo in Chicago that's paid for, only income, Social Security, $1,600 a month. He also has Medicaid, Medicare. He is desperate to keep his weekend care. Can you offer him help on a loan or reverse mortgage? Thank you, Donna. Challenges in a condo, if the condo is not FHA approved, it's tough to get a reverse mortgage. But there are other opportunities, Donna. I will call you after the show. 312-981-7200. Can I just talk about here you go, texter. I think Saturday morning is quite enough of David Hochberg, so that's good.
That's one.
That's a vote.
That's okay. You only get one.
Hey, we got one that wants me on every week, every day, and this one here has had enough.
That's okay.
That's enough. That's all right.
What is your favorite that's why
it's Baskin Robbins is 31 flavors.
Correct.
Different flavor for every day of the week.
And your favorite ice cream is?
Is anything with nuts in it. Because I love having ice cream with nuts.
Got it.
312, I just like that feel in my mouth. 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call it.
What? Yes. No, I enjoy
peanut butter with the actual peanuts in it.
Sure, of course.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like super crunchy peanut butter?
And pralines and cream with the pralines in there?
Yep.
Whatever.
I like a butter pecan.
That's what I'm thinking about. With the pecans in there.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, of
butter
course.
Pecan ice cream.
312-981-7200. I think Saturday morning. We read that already.
Okay.
Terry, who called in, Johnny's going to be calling you to see if you want to go with 5% down or not. Okay, before the show, you heard this conversation. Realtor called in, putting in an offer of one of our listeners who are buying an $800,000 home. He's like, are you sure he's going to qualify? I'm like, I wouldn't tell you he'd be able to buy an $800,000 home if he wouldn't be able to buy an $800,000 home. He's like, well, he's taking out a HELOC against his current home to put as a down payment on the existing home. I go, yeah, which is going to make the payment on his new home cheaper because he's going to have an interest-only payment of the $200,000 he's taking out of his current home to put a large down payment on the $800,000 home. So he gets a lower payment, and he's going to be able to qualify.
And no PMI then, right?
And no PMI.
Okay.
Well, I thought, this is the realtor.
Oh.
I thought you could only go to 70% of the value of your home. And I go, what did I say? All due respect, you thought wrong. And I go, and the lenders that you're currently working with are giving you bad information if you think you could only go to, am I not?
Nope, that's exactly it.
And I go, maybe you should, I go, what lender are you working with? And he's like, somebody from loanDepot I never heard of before. Nothing against loanDepot. I go, maybe you should start sending more of your clients to me that could come up with these creative financing. He's like, well, are you sure he's going to be able to qualify? I go, David, I wouldn't have given you the letter to say that Greg, our listener, who's listening right now, is able to buy the new $800,000 home you're putting the offer in if he wasn't able to qualify to put the $800,000 offer in. So I go, I'll tell you what, I'll stay in my lane and do mortgages. You stay in your lane, sell the house. And at the end, we'll get this guy a mortgage and everything will be fine. Well, are you sure? I'm like, dude, am I sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm 100% positive.
At least about that.
I've been doing this for 25 years, okay? This guy's got 800 credit scores. He makes 250 grand a year. He could easily carry both properties. Just go buy the house. Go take care of your part of it. I'll take care of my part of it. You heard this conversation.
I heard the conversation.
So that makes sense for that guy.
Well, same thing for you.
It would be the exact same scenario.
Can we talk about you real quick?
We can talk about me.
You have a home with a lot of equity.
I have a home with a lot of equity, correct.
That I put you into a 2.375% mortgage during COVID.
Correct.
You've got a ton of equity over the past 5 years. You've built up equity.
We've been in our house for 16 years.
And you had a ton of equity 5 years ago when I put you into that, and you've got even more.
Yep.
You're thinking about buying a new home.
Correct.
You have a ton of equity in your home.
Sure.
You want to borrow the ton of equity out of your home.
Yes.
To put down on your new home.
Yes. That is my plan.
That is the plan.
Yes.
And that's a perfect plan.
It seems like it.
Because you've got a huge down payment on the new home.
Correct. It's a huge down payment.
And
correct.
You could easily qualify carrying two homes.
Yes.
Because your wife is independently wealthy.
My wife is delightful because she's by proxy married to me.
Exactly.
So that's why she's independently wealthy.
And she's got the toughest job in the world raising
kids. Especially my five kids.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
So when we talk about I use this term all the time. It's monetary masturbation. You're just moving money around. You're borrowing against one thing to put it into another thing. It's got to do with the monthly payment. If your monthly payment's lower by borrowing, and you could qualify carrying it, why wouldn't you do it? You're just moving money around the board.
I think it's just the fear that people have, or the uneducation.
Right.
Right? Like
the knowledge.
It didn't make sense to me. Like, hey, I have a mortgage. Will my mortgage company give me another mortgage while I still have a mortgage? That was one question.
If you make enough money to do it and you have good enough income to pull it off and a large enough down payment to pull out of your current house at the cheapest money possible to put down in a new house, absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. Now, there are some people out there that are thinking, well, you shouldn't own two houses. It's not safe. Stay in your lane.
Sure.
That is your opinion, and that's how you feel. Fine. You are an educated young man with a beautiful wife with five kids.
Right on that.
And you are making a financial decision to borrow against your house. You have a ton of equity to buy another house because you have outgrown your house.
Well, the five kids really does a trick on the outgrowing the house.
Yes. Yeah. Without a question.
You know, that wasn't the plan when we came into it.
And I'm surprised you made it this long in the house.
Sure.
And,
we've stretched.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break for everybody interested in hearing our two new rookies, and it is a thing.
It is a thing. It's been confirmed. It's a thing.
Gary, no, this is a bunch of crap. I'm not doing it.
No,
that's what you said. That quote unquote at breakfast.
That's what I said.
This is a bunch of crap. I'm not singing. I'm like, oh, you're singing. There's no doubt. Andre's like, yeah, whatever. I'm from Moldova. I'll do whatever. So we're going to come back with that. We're going to have everybody say goodbye. Tony's fired up. He can't wait to collect this because this is the first duo we got. This is the first time we got two people.
Yeah.
One from a different country and one born here, but he's fully American now because he passed his test and we welcome him. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The guy from Moldova is over there just kicking smoking a cigar, sipping sherry. Yeah. You're like sweating buckets over here.
Well, he knows he can't read the lyrics.
Oh, nice.
YMCA, you don't have to read the lyrics.
Shots fired.
Just letters.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGIP.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thanks for answering my flip question. I'm the flipper. Roughly what percent can I save by using lower end versus Infinity series? You mentioned the Marvin name is important. How? What type of saving?
Well, a couple percentage points, really. Two or three. That's it.
Not much.
So it's not much. No.
Yeah. All right, Mark, take us out. Nugget of knowledge, buddy.
All right, Mark with redo cabinets.
He says he can't even. Nailed it.
So nailed it. So anyways, if you're looking for a fast, affordable solution for your kitchen space, call Redo Cabinets. We specialize in kitchen cabinet refacing, but that's not all. We do countertops, backsplash, sink, faucet. If you want to add crown molding, glass doors, under cabinet lighting, you want to add more storage, we add pantries. If you need an island, we can even add an island. So that's everything we could do for you here at Redo Cabinets. You could contact us on our website at redocabinets.com, or you could call us at 630-381-5583.
Gary, fire away your nugget of knowledge for outgoing.
Well, I just a quick thank you to David and the listeners for calling in. That has been a fun show, fun thing to do. But next door and window, we've been servicing the greater Chicagoland area for 25 years. We're expanding up into Madison, Wisconsin. We just focus on completing great projects, utilizing the best materials, the Provia doors and the Marvin Infinity fiberglass windows. You can reach us at 844-600-NEXT. Or www.nextdoorandwindow.com. And yes, all my coworkers, we are about to sing YMCA. So get your cameras, get your tape recorders ready.
Yeah, that went out about 1984. We're going to get them an air check of it. Don't worry, yes. All the employees will get you something to play back. Andre Terea, nugget of knowledge, buddy. Nice job.
So thank you, guys. Thanks for having us. Green Attic Insulation, Green Attic Roofing. We do all of your insulation solution, crawl space encapsulation, mold remediation. We do roofing, solar, and we treat your house as a whole. We don't look only at just one thing. We look at it as a complex because that's very important. Air quality, and that's what our slogan is, healthy home, happy family. We're at greenattic.com, greenatticroofing.com, 847-777-4777, and because I'm from Moldova, go, guys, and try some Moldavian wine. It's actually really good.
And right. You know a guy that could get you some Moldavian wine?
Easy peasy.
What's his name?
Andre.
Andre.
From Deluxe Wine and Spirits.
Right. And the number to call for Moldavian wine in addition to Green Attic, same number, ironically.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Number. What's the number?
773-598-9463. But we have a company, Deluxe Wine and Spirits. And if you can see Purcari wine or Krikova wine in any of the stores, like Pete's, Beanie's, you know, Angelo Caputo, Shop and Save, Fresh Farms, you know, try it. You're going
to
be impressed.
All right, we'll come to you and get it.
I got some for you.
I know. We're waiting for the show to end. Then we're going to start hammering it. Phone number again.
847-777-4777.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
Megapros.com.
Or this phone number.
847-658-8989.
I think we... Wow, you guys are awesome. we're changing our jingle to that.
You should. You don't want anybody to call.
Everybody highlighted, winter is coming, so our production department just said, hey, let's remind all our listeners out there, if you have an exterior project that you've been pushing off because summer was so amazing, we're 60 days from terrible weather.
Yep.
So give us a call. We'll help you with any of your outside repairs, button everything up as you need and see fit, and we're happy to help.
847-658-8989.
All right, before we get over to the two singing heads over there, just want to leave everybody with this. Rates have come down. I've got a 5-year arm in the fives. So if you think you're going to be moving out of your home in the next 5 years because your kids are in high school, I got a 7-year arm. I got a 5-year arm in the fives, and we're saving people a ton of money. So if you would like to take advantage of a 5-year arm in the fives while supplies last, give me a call, 855-563-2843, 855-563-2843. And also the 5 Ds. Remember the 5 Ds: diapers, debt, divorce, downsize, and death, if you fall within those five categories.
Is refinancing a thing for 100%. People that might be in the sevens?
Yes. We locked $12 million worth of loans yesterday.
Got it.
Just yesterday.
So if you bought it that
if
real
you bought
high,
in the past 3 years, you should call
sure.
me.
Got it.
Because there's opportunities. Okay. Here we go. We've got Greg Armstrong and Andre.
Gary Armstrong.
Gary Armstrong. We knew you were going to mess it up. That's okay.
Gary yeah, we have Gary Armstrong.
Well, Greg is his alter ego.
We
for
only
singing.
Have a minute and a half left. So let's focus here. Ready? Okay. I've had enough.
Thank God.
Good job.
I think
great job.
I can't wait till Tuesday's sales meeting.
Great
oh,
job.
Boy.
I think it was good.
Well, I think we all have different definitions of good and great in this room, but. The effort was there. That's good.
Yes.
Gary was so excited. He was like three beats ahead of the song.
Yes,
so
that's okay.
He wants to do it again.
Yeah,
sure, later.
Sure, solo. Later. In the shower. Okay, and speaking of showers, Mark, 312-981-7200.
Yes.
312-981. No, don't call. All right, thanks, everybody. We appreciate you listening. We'll be back. Same. Are we on the regular time next week?
Yes.
I think we're not getting preemptive
yes.
for
no.
Northwestern football.
Not yet.
All right, we're on. We'll see you next Saturday, everybody. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Be well. And go Bears.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. Andre Turia from Green Attic Insulation. And Mark Olson from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.